the rod.
Посох.
Lift up your rod.
А ты поднимешь жезл твой.
And stretch out your hand.
И простри руку твою.
Over the sea.
На море.
And divide it.
И раздели его.
Lift up your rod.
Подними.
Take what you've got.
Жезл, возьми, что ты имеешь.
Stretch it out.
Протяни руку.
And divide the waters.
И раздели воду.
And the children.
Пройдите Израилевы
shall go through on dry среди
моря по суше.
Verse 21.
Простер Моисей руку свою над морем.
And the Lord caused the sea
и гнал Господь море
to go back by a strong
сильным восточным ветром
all that night,
всю ночь
and made the sea into dry land,
и сделал море суше
and the waters were divided,
и расступились воды.
So the children of Israel went
и пошли сыны Израилевы
in the midst of the sea,
среди моря
on the dry ground,
по суше.
And the waters were a wall
воды же были им стеною
to them on the right and to the left.
По правую и по левую
not only that,
сторону. Не
when
только
they
это.
Began to move forward,
когда они начали идти вперед,
it says the cloud that had previously led them,
написано, облако, которое вело их,
shifted,
оно поменялось позиции
and became their rear guard.
И стало сзади их охраны.
It was the glory
это
of God.
Была слава Бога.
That cloud came and stood between them and their enemies.
Облако зашло, и стало между ними и их врагами.
Not when they were standing back,
не когда они стояли,
waiting for the sovereignty of God,
благодати Бога.
It was when they moved forward,
когда они пошли вперед,
that the glory of God cut off their enemies.
Просто обрезал их врагов.
And God began to harden their hearts.
И Бог начал ожесточать
and God
сердца египтянина.
Drove them into the sea,
и Он сделал так, что они пошли в воду, и где они померли.
He said, Moses, stretch forth your rod and divide the sea.
Протяни посох и раздели море.
But it said in verse 21 that Moses stretched forth his rod
and
who parted the waters?
И кто разделил море?
The Lord.
Господь.
The Lord.
Господь.
But the Lord said, I'm not going to divide it until you stretch out your hand.
Пока ты не протянешь свою руку.
And see, there is breakthrough.
Видите, есть прорыв.
That has already been prayed through.
Который уже был промолен.
This church
церковь,
and the value you have on prayer
то, молитву,
is such a blessing to
такое
the
благословение для Господа.
He said, my house will be a house
он
of
сказал,
prayer.
Мой дом будет домом молитвы.
But there is a shift
но есть движение
coming to this house
которое приходит в этот дом
because the very breakthrough
потому что прорыв
has already been prayed through.
Он уже промолен.
Now it's time to move forward.
Сейчас время двигаться вперед. Сейчас время
забирать вашу землю.
Сейчас время протягивать ваш жезл.
Now it's time to rise up. Now it's time to be who you're called to be. Now it's time to decree. Now it's time to declare and allow Him to establish for you.
Построить и сделать для вас.
Are you with me?
Вы со мной?
What's in your heart?
Что в твоем сердце?
What's in your mouth? And what's in your hand? He's given all things into the hands of His Son.
В руки Сына.
And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit
сказал, Святой Дух
takes of what the Father has given to the
то,
Son.
Берет то, что Отец дал Сыну,
and gives it to us.
И также дает нам.
Everybody, look at your hands.
Все посмотрите на свои руки.
You know what's in those hands?
Знаете, что в этих руках?
All things.
Все вещи.
You say, well, no, it looks pretty empty.
Скажете, выглядит пусто что-то.
There's a ring and
вот крыльцо,
nothing.
И ничего.
It's perspective.
Это перспектива.
And we're going to deal with that with the next question.
Также,
but you got to recognize this.
Вам нужно узнать это.
In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4.
Аввакум 3:4.
In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse
4. Аввакум 3:4.
Says, when the Lord would come.
Написано, когда Господь сходит.
Rays of light.
Лучи света.
Would go out of his hands.
Выходят с его рук.
Because there the power was hidden.
Потому что там сила спрятана.
What do you have in your hand?
Что в твоей руке?
The earth he's given into the hands of men.
Землю он дал в руки человека.
He's hidden power in our hands.
Он спрятал силу в наших руках.
He's placed an authority and a power in our hands.
Авторитет и силу в наши руки.
He's given all things.
Он дал нам все вещи в наши руки.
Turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
Давайте откроем 4 Царство.
And this is our last question.
Это последний вопрос.
And we're going to go into worship.
Мы пойдем прославлять.
And we're going to fan that flame.
И мы будем делать так, что огонь будет гореть.
How many of you like that song we were singing about release the fire?
Кто из вас любит эту песенку?
Man, I feel like God's going to release some fire in here tonight.
Я чувствую, что Господь высвободит огонь сегодня.
We're going to have the band in a moment come back
через
and sing that song again.
Мы опять поем эту песню, потому что
really is a new generation
rising
up.
Новое поколение, оно поднимается.
And God is going to release fire
in
this place.
Высвободит огонь в этом месте.
To ignite hearts.
Чтобы зажечь сердца.
He's going to release a fire.
Он высвободит огонь
to faithful stewards.
Для тех, которые верные слуги. Которые будут поддерживать этот огонь, чтобы он был горячий.
Fire of God.
Огонь Бога,
gift of God. That inner fire of God.
Внутренний огонь Бога.
Because we've not been given a spirit of fear.
Потому что нам не дан дух страха.
But power.
Но сила.
Love.
Любовь.
And a sound mind.
И трезвый
разум. See, that's why Paul had to remind Timothy.
Поэтому Павел напоминал Тимофею. Тимофей.
You've got to stir up the gift.
Тебе нужно просто работать и поддерживать этот дар.
Because what I'm seeing in your life right now.
Потому что то, что я вижу в вашей жизни сейчас.
Is fear.
Страх.
And God hasn't given you a spirit of fear.
И Бог не дал вам дух страха.
But power.
Силы.
And love.
Любви.
And a sound mind.
И также трезвое мышление.
That's why each and every one of these
вот каждый из этих вопросов
is a question of whether or not we're going to allow that spirit of fear to have place in our heart, or if we're going to stir up the fire of God in our heart to burn up every trace of fear, to allow His love to be perfected in us, and to allow the fire of that love to squelch and to burn up that fear in our hearts. Now, in 2 Kings chapter
4,
we deal with several fears. The fear of failure. Fear of death.
Смерти,
the fear in our mouth. And here we're going to deal with the very last fear. That honestly is the one that probably cripples us the most.
Серьезно, наверное, тот, который портит нас самое
больше. Fear of finances.
Это страх финансов.
Financial fear.
Финансовый страх.
2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1.
4 Царств, 4 глава, 1 стих.
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha.
Одна из жен сынов пророческих с воплем говорила Елисею.
Saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
Раб твой, муж мой, умер, а ты знаешь, что раб твой боялся Господа. Теперь пришел взаимодавец взять обоих детей моих в рабы себе.
This would be like one of us coming to Andre and saying,
как будто кто-то из нас приходит Андрею и говорит,
Andre, my only source of income,
все, откуда у меня приходили деньги,
has been taken away.
Все это забрано у меня.
And Visa and MasterCard are coming to take everything I've got.
И Visa и MasterCardочка, они приходят и забирают у меня все.
The creditors are coming to take away my sons.
Эти кредиторы, они приходят и забирают моих сыновей.
They're coming to take away the last thing I've got in my life.
Забирают последнюю вещь, которую я имею в своей жизни.
And to make them slaves.
И сделать их рабами.
So Elisha,
Елисей,
speaking on the Lord's behalf,
говорит от Господа,
says to her,
говорит ей,
what shall I do for you?
Что мне сделать тебе?
Tell me.
Скажи мне.
What do you have in your house?
Что есть у тебя в доме?
You're like, well, that was rude.
Это так некрасиво.
He didn't even let her answer.
Он даже не дал ей ответить.
What shall I do for you?
Что мне делать для тебя?
Tell me. What do you have in your house?
Что у тебя в доме?
Wait a minute.
Подожди.
You asked me two questions. What do you want me to answer?
Ты мне задал два вопроса. Что мне ответить?
Elisha was saying this.
Елисей сказал это.
You came to me because you need a breakthrough.
Ты пришла ко мне, потому что тебе нужен прорыв.
But I've got to help you see.
Но мне нужно помочь тебе увидеть.
That your breakthrough is not in me.
Что твое помазание не во мне, а
but
прорыв, то есть.
The catalyst, the seed that you have in your house.
Семя, которое ты имеешь в своем доме.
Is the key to your breakthrough.
Это ключ для твоего прорыва.
Now let's look at how she saw her house.
Давайте посмотрим, как она видела свой дом.
Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
Она сказала: "Нет, у рабы твоей ничего в доме, кроме сосуда с елеем".
How come her first response?
Почему то, что она первая ответила?
Was that she had nothing.
Она сказала: "Ничего".
How come when he said, "What can I do for you? What do you have in your house?"
Она сказала: "Что сделать тебе, что у тебя дома?"
How come she didn't first say, "I've got a jar of oil"?
Потому что почему она не сказала, что у меня есть сосуд с елеем?
He didn't ask what you don't have in your house.
Он не спросил, что у тебя нет.
He said, "What do you have in your house?"
Он сказал, что у тебя есть.
She said, "Well, I have nothing."
У меня нет ничего.
But a jar of oil.
Только сосуд с елеем.
And the same thing is true with us.
И так же самое с нами.
When we're faced,
когда мы встречаемся,
with a bill,
допустим, с биллом,
a choice that has to be made,
и что-то нужно сделать,
that is dependent on finances,
и это имеется в виду с финансами.
It could be a missions trip.
Это может быть миссия.
It could be
поездка.
the purchase of a new vehicle,
или покупка новой машины,
it could be your mortgage,
или ваша плата за дом,
it could be any number of things,
или другие вещи.
How quickly
как быстро
do we look at what we don't have,
мы смотрим на то, что у нас нет,
instead of what we do.
Нет, или то, что мы имеем.
And see, Elisha had to help this woman
shift
her perspective,
чтобы она переняла то, как она видит вещи,
to see first
видеть сначала
the jar of oil.
Сосуд с елеем.
See, Jesus only needed 2 fish and 5 loaves.
Иисусу только нужно было 2 рыбы и 5 хлебов.
To feed 5,000.
Накормить 5,000.
And to have 12 baskets left over.
И также у него было 12 коробок осталось.
Amen.
Аминь.
And not only did he meet the need,
не только он накормил,
but it said that he had an abundance for every good work.
Но также у них оставалось все время для хорошей работы.
Paul told the Corinthians,
Павел говорил коринфянам,
he said, listen, there is a grace,
слушайте, есть благодать,
that God can make available to you,
которую Бог может дать вам,
that will give you all sufficiency,
которая даст вам все,
in all things,
во всех вещах,
to have an abundance,
чтобы у вас было изобилие,
for every good work.
Для каждого хорошего дела.
And then he's telling him, listen, he who sows sparingly,
говорит,
will reap sparingly.
Щедро,
he who sows bountifully,
тот, сеет,
will reap bountifully.
Скупо, так, скупо пожнет...
And the Corinthians are saying, hey, how can
и
we get this
говорят,
grace? How can we get this grace that gives us all sufficiency in all things?
Благодать, которая дает нам все вещи,
to have an abundance for every good work.
Для каждого хорошего дела.
That's enough to pay every bill,
чтобы хватало на
to meet every need,
оплату,
and
нужно,
also to have more left over.
Чтобы оставалось,
to establish the kingdom,
становить царство,
to advance the kingdom,
чтобы царство продвигалось.
And here we see,
и вот мы видим,
Elisha tells her,
Елисей говорит ей,
go borrow vessels from everywhere,
пойди попроси себе сосудов,
from all your neighbors,
на стороне у всех соседей твоих,
empty vessels,
сосудов порожних,
do not gather just a few,
набери немало.
And when you have come in,
пойди,
you shall shut the door behind you,
запри дверь за собой,
and your sons,
за сыновьями твоими.
Then pour into all those vessels,
наливай во все эти сосуды,
and set aside the full ones.
Полные оставляй.
So she went from him,
пошла она от него,
and shut the door,
заприла дверь,
behind her and her sons,
за сыновьями своими,
who brought the vessels to her.
Они подавали ей,
and she poured it out.
И она наливала.
Now, she had probably about that much, maybe a little less of
one. У нее, наверное, где-то столько было елея, может, чуть меньше.
And all of these vessels lined up.
Все эти сосуды были выстроены.
I'm sure she was like.
И она думает.
Hmm.
Да.
Hmm. Well, maybe if we water it down.
Если мы разбавим это с водой.
Maybe we could, you know, water it down and maybe just put a little dab will do you.
По чуть-чуть нальем.
But she was supposed to pour.
Ей нужно было наливать.
And keep pouring.
Продолжать наливать.
And as she kept pouring,
когда она наливала,
as she kept giving away,
и она отдавала,
what she had in her house,
то, что она имела в своем доме,
every vessel,
каждый сосуд,
every need,
каждая нужда,
was met.
Это было покрыто.
You got some beard hair in there. Can you hear me now?
Вы меня слышите?
Sweet. She continued to pour.
Она продолжала наливать.
And to pour.
Is it наливать.
Battery?
No.
Okay.
She's coming with batteries.
I think we're okay. We'll see. As she continued to pour.
Она продолжала наливать.
It's just, I'm telling you, the enemy's trying to distract you. This is it.
Враг хочет, чтобы мы просто не слушали,
just
потому что это
focused,
вот просто.
Don't worry about the feedback.
Не бойтесь, что тут что-то шипит.
Because we're getting ready to see breakthrough.
Потому что мы готовимся принять
right?
прорыв, хорошо?
We're getting ready to take flight.
Приготовляемся
взлетать. How many are ready to take flight
tonight?
In areas where you've been grounded by fear.
Там, вы, у вас
see,
страх.
Fear.
When страх.
They don't let an airplane off the ground because of fear of what will happen. See, look, you notice once we talk past that little distraction, there's no more distraction. Come on, we're not going to lose ground, we're going to keep going. So she went from there, shut the door, continued to pour out the oil, and now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. See, the vessels she filled up, what she poured out,
она изливала,
met every need.
Это заполнило все.
Met every need.
Это хватало на все.
And then she took those vessels.
Потом она взяла эти сосуды.
And as she sold those vessels.
И когда она продавала.
Not only did she pay every bill.
Не только она заплатила за
but
все.
But she and her sons.
Но также ее сыновья и она.
Lived the rest of their life.
Всю свою жизнь жили.
On the overflow.
В изобилии.
I have had seasons in my life.
У меня были сезоны в моей жизни.
Where I have literally lived.
Где я серьезно жил.
Not on our paycheck.
Не на зарплате.
But on the return.
На
возврате. Of seeds sown.
Сеяние. То, что уже возвращалось.
Where we've not touched our paycheck.
Где мы не трогали зарплату.
I've just taken $500 seeds.
Я взял.
$1,000 seeds.
Семя, которые были.
And continued to sow.
$1,000 продолжал сеять.
And as I sowed.
Когда я сеял.
I would get checks in the mail.
Возвращались чеки.
I would get just money. Coming from everywhere. And I never would have to touch that natural money because I was living according to a supernatural economy. I was taking the oil that I had in my house. It wasn't enough to meet every need, but it was enough to move heaven to pour out on my behalf. Are you with me? What do you have tonight in your heart? What do you have tonight in your mouth?
Что в ваших устах?
What do you have in your hand?
Что в вашей руке?
What has been given to you?
Что дано вам?
And what do you have in your house?
И что ты имеешь в своем доме?
If you were to answer that question saying, you know what?
В ответе на этот вопрос скажешь, знаешь что?
Right now there's a whole lot of fear in my heart.
Сейчас очень много страха в моем сердце.
We can repent of that.
Мы можем покаяться от этого.
And make that turn.
И развернем это все.
In Acts 3:19.
Деяниям 3:19
It says, "Repent and be converted."
Написано, покайтесь.
That times of refreshing.
Время пробуждения.
And renewal.
Возобновление.
Would come in the presence of the Lord.
И придет присутствие Господа.
What's in your mouth?
Что в ваших устах?
If it's fear.
Если это страх.
You can change what you're saying right now.
Можете поменять то, что вы говорите сейчас.
You say, "Well, I'm just saying what I'm thinking."
И вы скажете, я говорю то, что я думаю.
You know how to change what's in your mind?
Знаете, как поменять то, что в вашем разуме?
By what's in your mouth?
То, что в ваших устах.
Go ahead and just start saying the alphabet in your mind.
Начинайте говорить алфавит в вашем разуме сейчас себе.
Now start counting out loud with your mouth to 10.
А теперь начинайте считать до 10.
Go ahead.
Вслух считайте.
How quickly?
Как быстро?
How quickly did your mind submit to your mouth?
Покорился вашим устам.
Immediately.
Внезапно.
The only way to change what's in your mind is by what's in your mouth.
See,
he said the word of faith is near you.
Рядом с вами.
It's in your mouth.
В ваших устах.
And it's in your heart.
Это также в вашем сердце.
This is a detour.
Это просто мешает.
It's allowing us to speak out of our heart.
Позволяет нам говорить из нашего сердца.
That's why Jesus stood up on that last day of the feast.
Поэтому в тот последний день праздника Иисус стал сказал.
Anyone is thirsty.
Те, кто жаждет.
Let them come to me and drink.
Идите ко мне и пейте.
And then as they drink from me,
когда они пьют от
меня, out of their heart,
из их сердца,
will flow rivers.
Потекут реки.
See, our mind has to be renewed.
Видите, наш разум должен быть возобновлен.
But it's renewed according to the word.
Но через слово.
What's in your hands?
Что в вашей руке?
What prayer have you prayed?
Какой молитвой вы молитесь?
What breakthrough have you cried out for?
О каком прорыве вы просите?
Hear me tonight.
Слушайте меня сегодня вечером.
Why do you cry to me?
Почему ты вопиешь ко мне?
Move forward.
Иди вперед.
That same river.
Та же самая река.
That Jesus said would come out of your heart.
Который Иисус сказал выйдет из вашего сердца.
Was the same river.
Та же самая река.
In 2 Samuel.
В Второе царство.
Chapter 5.
Пятая глава.
Verses 17 through 21.
17-21.
When David is up against the Philistines.
Где Давид идет против филистимлян.
And they're getting ready to kill him.
И они приготовляются убить его.
And he says, the Lord has broken through my enemies.
Прорвался через моих врагов.
Like the breaking through of rushing mighty waters.
Большой шумной воды.
He was saying, the living waters of God have fought for me. And as we begin to move forward, we will see rivers begin to move. We will see mountains cast into the sea. We will see obstacles. We will see stumbling blocks become stepping stones. The very things that have held us back will catapult us into what we're called to be. As we move forward, and the glory of God will become our rear guard. Now,
сейчас,
tonight,
сегодня, вечером.
What can God do for you?
Что Бог может сделать для вас?
And what do you have in your house?
И что у вас в доме?
Say, man, there's so much. This is.
Скажешь, так много?
You know, I've got so much promise this year.
Столько обещаний сегодня.
There are so many things that I'm believing God for.
Столько вещей я жду от Бога.
For my family.
Для моей семьи.
For our finances.
Для финансов.
For our call.
Для нашего призыва.
For this church.
Для этой церкви.
I'll tell you, when you give him your first,
скажу, когда вы даёшь
ему we're in the first
первый,
part of a brand new year,
мы первая часть нового года,
he takes care of the rest.
Он потом заботится о остальном,
and he multiplies a harvest back to you.
И он умножает жатву для вас.
Amen?
Аминь.
And tonight, we're going to have
сегодня
a prophetic act.
У нас будет пророческое движение.
We're going to receive an offering
мы получим,
tonight.
Будем собирать пожертвования.
We're going to receive an offering
пожертвования
of oil.
Елея.
The jars of oil.
Сосуды елея.
The jars of oil that we have in our house, we're going to pour them out before the Lord. We're going to fill these vessels. Elijah and the guys are going to put the offering buckets up front as empty vessels. Just like Elisha told the woman to go get. And we're going to take the offering envelopes in our hands like jars of oil. And instead of saying, God, I've got nothing, we're going to say, Lord, I've got this. I've got this. And it may not be much,
может,
and it's all that
много,
I've got, but I'm going to give it to God and see what God will do with it. See, because she didn't know what was going to happen. When she started to pour into that first vessel, let me tell you, she thought that was going to be the last vessel. But that first vessel filled up, and then the next vessel filled up, and the next vessel filled up, and the next vessel filled up, and she did not run out of oil until she ran out of opportunity to give. And we do not run out of resource until we quit giving as well. Amen? Amen? Are you with me? He's able to make all grace abound.
To
give us all sufficiency. You may only have two fish and five loaves, but as you offer it to him tonight, he's going to release a multiplication and send you back home with baskets for everything. Are you with me? So we can have the ushers begin to hand out envelopes. And we're going to give tonight in worship. And I would encourage every single person to take an envelope.
Человека, чтобы вы взяли конверт.
Now, of course,
конечно,
your giving has to be between you and the Lord.
Ваше даяние должно быть между вами и Господом.
But this is one of those offerings,
но это то приношение,
that you do not want to miss out on.
Ты не хочешь пропустить.
This is one of those offerings.
Приношение.
What if when Elisha came to that widow,
а что, если бы Елисей пришел
she said, I have nothing
я, самом,
but
ничего,
a jar of oil.
Только сосуд с елеем.
And you best believe I ain't coming off that.
Если можешь верить, я это не даю.
What if the fear she had
что, если бы этот страх, который
didn't
она имела,
allow her
не позволил ей
to give all that she had to
все,
give?
Что она имела.
She had to overcome that fear.
Перейти этот страх.
She had to be willing to
ей
give
было иметь, желание давать
all that she had in her house
все, что она имела в своем доме,
to see that breakthrough of God
чтобы видеть
come.
Этот прорыв Бога.
And what's going to happen
и что произойдет?
Is we're going to start to see
мы начнем видеть
the jar of oil
сосуд с елеем
in place of the nothing.
Там, где ничего не было.
Are you with me?
Вы со мной?
She said, I have nothing.
Она сказала, у меня нет ничего.
But I do have this jar of oil.
У меня есть сосуд с елеем.
And you're going to find that from this night forward,
с этого вечера и дальше,
when you're faced with a challenge,
когда у вас есть какое-то
преграда, instead of seeing the lack,
вы не будете видеть то, что у вас не хватает,
you're going to see the abundance.
Вы увидите ваше изобилие.
Instead of seeing the need,
не будете видеть нужду,
you will see the seed.
Вы увидите семя.
Are you with me?
Вы со мной?
Does that make sense?
Понимаете?
Now listen.
Слушайте.
God loves a cheerful giver.
Бог любит доброохотно дающего.
And when we can get happy
и
about giving to God,
когда мы можем радоваться, когда мы даем Богу,
and when we can give it to Him in worship,
и можем давать это ему
в хвале,
there's
an anointing.
И с помазанием.
I don't know about you, but I get excited.
Вас, но я очень
when
радуюсь,
it's time to give an offering
когда время
to God.
Давать приношение Богу.
Because He said that if I was to give to Him,
потому что сказал, если давать ему,
then He would cause men
также сделать, что
to give to me.
Люди будут давать мне.
Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, overflowing. Are you with me? Amen? So we're going to invite the band up. And we're going to Come and we're going to worship the Lord with our giving.
Когда мы будем давать.
But I want everyone to stand up if you've got an offering.
Я хочу, чтобы вы встали, если у вас приношение.
Whether you have an offering or not, just go ahead and stand.
Встаньте.
We're going to pray for you.
Мы будем молиться за вас.
Some of you are still writing out. If you're writing out, you can write checks to Transformation.
Еще пишите, чеки можете выписать на Transformation.
If anyone else needs an envelope for cash or credit card,
если это кэш,
the ushers have those.
Кэш или кредит карт, тоже есть карточки.
And as we give this to the Lord tonight,
Господу сегодня,
I want you to picture in your heart,
я хочу, чтобы вы увидели что-то в вашем сердце,
a jar of oil,
сосуд с елеем,
being poured out.
Оно изливается,
that would never run dry.
Которое никогда не закончится.
And the more that you pour,
чем больше вы наливаете,
the more he pours back on you.
Тем больше он будет давать вам назад.
The more that you give away and test him in your giving tonight.
Когда вы даете сейчас,
he said, when we test him,
он сказал, когда вы проверяете,
he said, when
меня,
you begin to prove me,
когда вы проверяете,
I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you can't contain. And that's what happened with that widow. A blessing came in those vessels that could not be contained. A blessing came on that oil that could not be contained. And the Lord said in Ephesians 3:20 that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we would ask and think, according to the power that is at work in us. And we are unlocking that power that is at work in us tonight. And in the same way that Elisha said, what can I do for you? What do you have in your house? As you come up and give your offering tonight, I want you to tell God, God, this is what you can do, and I'm moving forward. God, this is what I ask of you tonight, and I'm advancing. God, this is what I require of heaven, and I am taking what I've got in my hand, and I'm taking what I've got in my house, and I'm taking what I've got in my mouth, and I'm taking what I've got in my heart, and I'm moving forward. Come on, let's move forward. Come on, let's move forward. Come on, let's move forward. Come and worship the Lord. Come on, we're going to worship the Lord. Come on. Come on, just stay up here. We're going to worship the Lord for a little bit. Come on, stay on up and press in. Press in. Press in. Come on, we're going to cry out for the fire of God to come on these offerings tonight. We're going to call for the fire of God to come on every life tonight. Come on, don't even go back to your seats. Just stay up here and worship. I tell you, God is going to pour out fire in this runway. Tonight, if you want to take flight, come on down and get in this runway tonight. Come on, if you've been grounded by fear, if you've been grounded by fear, I want you to come up front right now. I want you to get in this runway. And we're going to cry out for the fire of God to be released tonight. Come on, we're going to cry out for the fire of God to be released tonight. Come on, planes that have been grounded are going to take flight again. Some of you, Listen, we're going to let you know this is important.
Это очень
because
важно.
Right now,
сейчас
we're putting a stake in the ground with our offerings.
Мы просто забиваем этот гвоздь в землю нашими приношениями.
And I know there's a number of you
that
weren't able to get your offering in time before the baskets got taken away.
Вовремя, перед тем, как корзину унесли.
But they're just going to bring another empty vessel out.
Но они сейчас принесут еще один сосуд сюда.
Okay, they're going to bring another empty basket out.
Еще один сосуд сюда.
Remember they said, go and grab empty vessels.
Помните, они сказали, пойдите,
not just a few.
Принеси пустые сосуды,
so that one filled up, so they took
это
that one away.
Они его забрали.
And now they're coming back.
Сейчас это не возвращается.
So those of you I know that were still filling out your checks,
те,
I saw people run up with your offerings.
Просто и приношения.
They brought the vessel back.
Они принесли сосуд назад.
But here's the deal.
Вот что.
As we worship tonight,
когда мы прославляем сегодня,
as we cry out for His fire,
вопьем по Его
огню, I want you to also take a moment to receive His fire.
Взяли момент, получили этот огонь.
So we're going to press, we're going to contend, and then when we feel the fire begin to come,
когда мы
I'm going to let you know,
я
and we're going to cry out for that breakthrough, and we're going to begin to move forward, and I'm going to begin to pray for you, and we're going to begin to see the waters part, we're going to see the glory come with our rear guard, we're going to see every deck canceled, we're going to see every deck canceled, we're going to see victory in the camp once again. Come on! Rising up!
руки. Слушайте.
Come on. We're gonna go right back into that.
Мы сейчас вернемся в это.
And Lana's gonna release the roar of that fire.
И Лана, она выпустит этот огонь.
She's got her sound back. Watch out,
она получила звук. Смотри, дьявол.
I want everyone to grab the hand of somebody next to you.
Вы все взялись за руки с кем-то, кто рядом с вами.
And I felt that the Lord said.
Я почувствовал, как Господь сказал.
That tonight, not only is He going to release the fire.
Сегодня вечером Он не только высвободит огонь.
But He's going to release the blue fire.
Высвободит синий, голубой огонь.
The blue fire is the hottest of flames.
Голубой огонь это самый жаркий.
It's a revelatory flame.
Это огонь откровения.
Now.
Сейчас
we're going to go back into singing and release the fire. I want everyone
огонь.
To hold hands.
Хочу,
I need two to three guys, Elijah and two others,
Илью,
to come with me.
Пару,
and we're going to start praying. And it's going to be
молиться.
Like a domino effect
это
of fire.
Домино эффект огня.
All right?
Хорошо?
Tina, grab her, you guys. So come on, come on,
давайте,
come on.
Поем, поем.
Come on. We just had two gems come. Orange for fire.
Мы просили
and
огонь.
Blue
голубой,
for the blue fire.
Orange
blue.
Оранжевый и голубой.
Orange for fire and blue
для огня,
for
и также
fire.
Голубой для огня.
Let's do it. Come on, let's
давай,
do it. I just told you the blue flame was coming. That's a sign.
Это,
the blue fire
знамение,
tonight is being poured out.
Голубой огонь отходит сегодня.
Do you hear me? She had an orange gem and a blue gem come. The fire and the blue fire. Are you ready for the fire tonight? 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 Are you ready for the fire tonight?
Давайте, 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 давай
Come on.
Давайте.
How many of you realize? How many of you realize?
Кто из вас понимает?
Something is cracked open.
Осознаешь, что-то только что пробило.
You see, in Mark, it said that God worked with them.
Написано, что Бог работал с ними.
With accompanying signs and wonders.
И сопровождали чудеса и знамения.
And we began to talk about the fire.
Мы начали говорить о огне.
And the very colors of the fire.
И цвет огня.
Showed up in gems.
Появился в камнях.
Now, if you're a skeptic,
если вы не верите,
if you were somebody says, well, I'm sure they planted those gems.
И скажете, наверное, они планировали эти камни.
Let me tell you.
Дайте я вам скажу.
No one had an idea that we were talking about fire.
Никто не знал, что будем говорить о огне.
I didn't know.
И я не знал.
That the Lord would have us pray for blue fire.
Что Господь попросил мы молились о голубом огне перед тем, как я помолился.
And then a third stone came.
И третий камень вышел.
Now listen.
Слушайте.
Is a diamond according to the custom.
Он белый. И так как обычай.
During the days of the Bible.
В дни Библии.
If something was said three times.
Если что-то сказано было три раза.
It could no longer be argued.
Это уже нельзя идти против этого.
If I was to tell you something.
Если я вам сказал бы что-то.
And I told you three times.
Я сказал три раза.
That was it.
Это все.
It was a done deal.
Это уже все.
The message we brought last night about the 3 months without the glory are now over. The glory is back. The ark is here.
Ковчег Завета здесь.
This is your grand opening.
Это есть ваше открытие.
This is your grand opening.
Это ваше открытие.
The doors are open.
Двери открыты.
This is the birthday.
Это есть день рождения.
And I'm telling you, there's something else.
Я говорю вам еще что-то.
Did you notice when the power came?
Вы видели, когда сила пришла?
It was when every one of you held the hand of the person next to you.
Это когда вы все держались за руки с человеком рядом с вами.
It wasn't about someone laying hands on you.
Это не только когда на вас возлагают руки.
It was about you agreeing.
Это когда вы
with the person to your left and to your right.
Соглашаетесь с человеком с вами по правую и по левую сторону. Того, что Бог хочет высвободить в этом доме.
Jesus said.
Иисус сказал.
That he was in the midst of any two or three that were gathered.
Он посреди двое или трех, кто собраны во имя Его.
And in the midst of those two or three,
и посреди этих,
if they agreed upon anything on earth,
если бы они хотят что-то сделать на земле,
he said it would be done by his Father in heaven.
Это будет сделано Его Отцом на небе для них.
And as we just came into agreement,
и когда мы сошлись все вместе,
signs and wonders began to be released. And as we stay in agreement, Amos said, how can two walk together unless they agree? As we continue to walk together and where the Lord is leading this church to go, you will see more and more of heaven coming to earth in this place. Amen? Amen. Amen. Already, God is responding
Бог отвечает,
to the way that we responded to Him tonight.
Мы обращаемся к Нему сегодня.
By saying, God, I will fill
говорим,
my heart with Your Word.
Я заполню свое сердце
I will
словом.
Fill
я
my mouth with Your promise.
Твоим обещанием.
Lord, I will take the authority
Господь,
that You have given to me.
Который ты дал мне,
and instead of standing back and waiting for you to do something supernatural, I am going to move forward and become supernatural. And instead of standing back and waiting for a deliverance from my spirit of poverty, I'm going to take the jar of oil that I placed in my hand and pour it out. In the lives of those around me. Do you see how important what we did tonight was? Even the offering, the prophetic act that was, when it just unlocked in the Spirit, the windows of heaven being opened up and pouring out signs, wonders, and the fire of God. Now listen, you do not want to miss tomorrow morning. We're
going
to be bringing the word of the Lord for this church for 2011. And you don't want to miss tomorrow night. We're
going
to have a kingdom commission.
We're
going to be praying for all who are sick. We're going to be having an impartation blowout. Praying for everyone to receive the anointing.
Будем молиться, чтобы каждый получил помазание
с Божьим
царством,
And not only are we going to pray for impartation, but I also want you to bring a prayer cloth or something that you can give away to someone that is sick and in need of a miracle. And I want you to also come with a piece of paper with their name and condition on it. And when I come around to pray for you, we're going to pray for them by name and condition. We're
going
to impart the anointing to the prayer cloth. And then you're going to be able to take that prayer cloth to them. Now we have got hundreds of testimonies of people healed by prayer cloth. In fact, a man had stage 4 cancer, and he oversaw a campus ministry. I won't tell you the name of the campus,
because
we're being broadcast right now. But he did not believe in divine healing. He gets a prayer cloth from a lady who's in our meeting who did believe in divine healing. We prayed for it. She sent it to him. He got it in the mail. He called her and said, "What's this?" And she said, "Just put it on you."
Она сказала, положи это на себя.
Stage 4 cancer.
Рак уже, последняя стадия
Two
была.
Weeks later, he went
Через
to the doctor.
Неделю он пошел к доктору.
Every tumor was gone.
Каждый нарост исчез.
Every tumor.
Каждый нарост.
No longer has cancer.
Больше нету рака.
I'll tell you, the anointing is real. It's tangible and it's transferable. And tomorrow night we're going to pour out everything that God has given to us. The jar of oil that God has given to us as a ministry, we're
going
to pour into each and every one of your vessels. And every vessel that you bring, to bring your friends, bring your family, bring those who need touch from God, and let's see the God of miracles come and do what He does. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! Оставьте славу Богу! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Церковь, воздайте Ему славу. О, Господь живой! Господь живой! Господь живой! Hallelujah! Воздайте Ему славу. Не забудьте взять продукцию. Продукцию Джейсона при выходе. Благословите этого человека тем, что вы возьмете что-то в свой дом. Этого учения вы не найдете нигде, ни на интернете, нигде. Только вот там. Благословите его этим. Увидимся с вами в 10 часов. See you guys at 10 in the morning tomorrow. God bless you.